This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You gotta wonder why Democrats hate us so much. We conservatives, we Republicans, we Trump supporters. Why do they hate us? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Democrats watched as Antifa all around this country goes into cities. That anybody that shows support for anything other than what they think, and excuse me, they beat the crap out of them, and Democrats don't care. Democrats are like, what? What's to look at? You deserve it. I'm going to tell you something. I don't hate Democrats. I think they're the most stupid people on the planet. I think they're sick, mentally ill, and I could give you a lot of other things I think about them, but I don't hate them. I don't trust them with anything. I wouldn't let them even care for my plants, much less a dog or a cat. Certainly not my kids. I wouldn't leave them in the care of a Democrat. My son went to go visit and did a sleepover with a family. I went over and met the dad. Checked him out, made sure he's not a Democrat, and then said, okay, I'll be back tomorrow to get him. Yeah, I leave nothing to chance. Democrats, man. I tolerate them. I wouldn't take advice. I'd listen to Democrats. They can talk all they want. I'll listen to them. They even talk, Kevin, are you sure you could think this? You sure that? And I go, well, whatever, no. First of all, stop calling me Shirley. But no, I don't listen to them for any other than just to be able to say I listened. I don't have to believe you, but I did listen. No, I don't want to beat them. You know, they want to beat us. They see a Trump hat, they want to beat you. You better be armed and ready to go. Oh, you're gonna see me in some videos one day. I'm gonna tell you right now. You're going to see it. But I don't want to beat them. Their idea is different than mine. They're idiots. Idiot savants. IQs less than 80. Can't figure out logic to save their lives. But I don't want to beat them. Kevin, why are we going to build a border wall? Well, why do you lock your doors in your house?
That's not the same thing, man. These poor kids are being separated from their parents. Yeah,
well, what about the people who get separated when they go to jail?
Yeah, but that's not the same thing, man. I mean, you know, they got family and stuff.
How do you know these other kids don't have family? And when do you blame the people that come out and put their child in harm's way? If you let your child play in the freeway, who should get the blame? The car that hits them? I mean, you're idiots. But I don't want to beat you. But I will. If you force me to beat you, I'll beat you. They hate being wrong. They hate that we got it right, they got it wrong. Especially when we win. Donald Trump won. They hate it. In 2016, they couldn't stand it. 4 years of hell for this man. He shook it off, man. He flicked it off. What was the last count? Somebody said it was 73.4 million. I don't know if these are the votes that actually count towards Trump. Not including the 2.7 million they think were flipped. I think it's higher than that. I think the number is much larger than that. So, you know, I talked the other day about this mandate, Chuck Schumer. It's a mandate that we do something about coronavirus and we keep giving money away. Nancy Pelosi says it's a mandate that Joe Biden be able to implement his policies as if that's going to happen. Psh, insane. All these mandates. The only mandate that these guys really enjoy, I mean, that they, well, I shouldn't even say that, because it's a fake mandate, too, is this stupid mask mandate, and I'll get to that. I want to talk about that a little bit. This broadcast, they're like, he's back, Kevin's back, he's back on the mask. I am back on the mask, because I know what it means. I know what it means in a Biden presidency where they force you to do it. They want to bring this economy down. If you think I'm kidding you, I am not. When Barack Obama bragged about adding 16 million people to the welfare rolls, and Valerie Jarrett said, that's what it's there for, that's why we have welfare, to show that we can support millions more, that should have been your warning sign right there. They didn't care about getting people off of welfare. Barack Obama didn't care about creating jobs. Creating or saving jobs, as he put it.
I'll save or create.
It was funny, because he, remember when he first came out with his jobs numbers? I'm going to create 1.2 million jobs. Excuse me. And then he said, I will create or save 5 million jobs. They selectively added or save. Create or save. So they added that because how do you measure save jobs? Short answer, you can't. Democrats hate being wrong. They hate that we get to rub in their faces that Barack Obama was a worthless president, he was scum. Scum. It wasn't even bad enough that he was a horrible president. I mean, just incompetent. He was a scumbag. He let people in his administration get rich off of us. He made companies, green companies that are now defunct, they got rich during the time of Obama. Green energy, do this to your house, do this, whatever. Solar this, windmills at people's houses. They have those little mixer graters, you know, those little things. One of my friends has one at his house. Actually, it's business. And he says, it generates no power. But he has it up as a testament to nothing. Barely spins. Looks like one of those little mixers that you, when you make it a cake, and you use a little mixer. It looks like one of those up on a flagpole. A big one. Leftists hate being wrong. And the only thing they hate being wrong is that we're right. They hate that more than they hate being wrong. And they hate being wrong. Oh, it's ugly. So anyway, today we're going to talk about them being wrong. Losing it, as it were. The media losing it. Democrats losing it. The closer that Trump gets to this final re-election, Sidney Powell's been alluding to it. And it's coming. We didn't lose, and I'll prove it to you.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
The trick in runoff elections, or any election for that matter, is to get the right message to the right person. Think of it as a smart bomb. This isn't an ad that everyone sees on the nightly news. This is a video delivered to a persuadable voter right after they request their mail-in ballot. The Republican National Committee knows how to talk to Trump voters to make sure that they show up. But as we can see from the results of the presidential election, it won't be enough to win these two critical Senate races. I partnered with Protect American Values PAC to help them go after the people the RNC won't be talking to. We reached these new voters with targeted videos and social advertising, and we tell them why. Even if they didn't vote for President Trump, they need to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Here's something you might not know. Ralph Warnock, one of the Democratic candidates for Senate, once compared Israel to the apartheid South Africa. I bet Jewish voters in Atlanta don't know it either. And we can find them, and we can make sure that they know the truth. This is how we advance the conservative cause and put a check on Joe Biden's ability to turn our nation into a socialist nightmare. To donate, go to ProtectingAmericanValues.com. www.diabetesinsurance.com/Kevin Jackson.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The world is watching this. I have gotten multiple emails from people in other countries who watch the same pattern happen there. We have witness testimony that the same things were done in those countries as this was exported from Venezuela and by Maduro and by Mr. Chavez and by Cuba. And of course, we know China also has a substantial presence in Venezuela and substantial interest in making sure that President Trump does not continue in office. This is the consummate foreign interference in our election in the most criminal way you can possibly imagine. It must be shut down. We know, for example, that one of the Dominion's highest level employees or officers went to Detroit himself to man the Detroit Operations Center, where he could watch the votes coming in real time and decide what file folder in the system to put those votes into. That's why you see massive spikes after hours when people were told that all the votes were in and all the votes were counted. Many Dominion employees have already reached out to us to tell us the truth. They are Americans who want to ensure election integrity like we do. I would encourage every Dominion or Smartmatic employee who is fed up with the corruption in this country to come forward as soon as possible, because these are serious federal offenses that I am confident the Department of Justice will be in pursuit of in very short order if they are not already.
Gotta love that woman, Sidney Powell. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was a shot over the bow to the Democrats. Hey, Democrats listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com. Bad news for you. Your celebration was temporary. And any of you people that didn't vote for Trump for whatever reason and decided to vote for a brain dead moron, bad news for you. Biden ain't win. Trump's not rolling over. And I said the Democrats have one way out of this. And then it would be at the grace of Trump if they were able to get away with it. And that is if they just said, you know what, we pushed it too far. Let all the recounts make Trump president, and let's just get out of this as clean as we can. That's the best they could hope for. Because the alternative is ugly. It's ugly. And it's real. Sidney Powell threw a shot over the bow to the people of the work of Dominion. And here's what she said. She said, people from Dominion are coming to us and they're telling us what happened. They're telling us how it happened. See, this is what I told you. I said, when you're able to lie a little bit, you can contain it. Let's say you lie and it's only involving you. You can contain the lie as long as whatever you've done, you've covered all your bases. Now, crooks do this and all that, and good detectives can find out who these people are. But generally speaking, if your lie is contained only in you, with you, for the most part, you might get away with it. But let's say somebody's with you, or you call one of your boys and say, hey, look, if anybody asks, I was with you Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock from 2 to 4. We were doing whatever. Okay, bro, I got you back. So now you've involved somebody else. And that makes your lie much more difficult to keep to yourself, because now this other person is involved. You know, and you'll forget. Oh, yeah, I was with Chuck or whatever. Or he'll be having a conversation like, yeah, me and my girlfriend, we were at the zoo. And then your girl will go, I thought you said you were with Chuck on Saturday. Oh, maybe I got the day wrong. No, baby, that's when we were at the zoo from 2 to 4. Busted. Now, here's my point. The Democrats do a really good job of keeping their, you know, their skullduggery secret. When they get together and say, here are the new talking points, and it gets distributed out, and all the media is saying the same thing. They do a pretty good job. But when you've got this many scandals involving this many people, and you don't have a lid on them, in other words, the Dominion employees, the Dominion voting system employees don't have a dog in the fight. They are not going to lose access to the good life. They got nothing to worry about. And so you know what happens? They go, I'm not taking a fall for this. You think I'm going to take the fall for what my higher-up did when the FBI comes knocking on the door? Screw that. He could be ideologically tied to this, but I don't have, there's nothing involving me that I need to protect. So I'll tell. And then the next person goes, I'll back you up. And then they start gathering data internally. And then next thing you know, boom. Who wouldn't want to get a favor with the President of the United States, the leader of the free world, by saying, here's what these clowns did, and here's the proof? I know I would. I can guarantee you, if I worked at Dominion, and if I knew anything, I would I'd leave that company. I'd get on the phone to the FBI from a payphone, or I'd get a burner, and I'd say, I got information for you. I'm not going to leave my name, but here you go. And I'd give them everything I had. And I think that's happening. She says, Sidney Powell says, one of their officers went to Detroit to monitor the election. Now, remind me, I'm not that good at geography. Detroit is in, what is it, Michigan? Where they're having a recall election for their governor? Governor Whitmer? Governor Whitless? Massive spikes in voting after hours that can only be from manipulation. And now the Dominion employees are going, Mr. President, we're from Dominion and we're here to help. I love it. I told you guys, after election night, I told everybody, stop. Stop looking at the news. Stop looking at election results. None of it is going to matter. I gave you your winner on November the 3rd. I told you Donald Trump would win with the largest popular vote in the history of this country. And there are those out there going, well, people didn't like his style. Maybe so. I'm not going to lie. There are a lot of people who didn't like his style. But 10 million plus additional people did. And that is a plurality. That is a majority. That is a mandate. It's all those things. So Democrats can hate us. They can, you know, they can continue trying their trickery or whatever, but I'm telling you, it is going to backfire big time. And if you think the Trump team is out there just pounding their chest because they want to feel better or make you feel good, forget about it. Do you know how good attorneys operate? They give you a piece. They give you enough to say, we will make the case for this. And there is no doubt in this black man's mind that the Trump team will make the case and they will win.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Georgia Friday to campaign with Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, the Republican incumbents. The bus tour will take them through Canton and Gainesville. Karl Rove on Fox, working with the Republicans, takes a look at what's at stake for conservatives in the Georgia Senate runoffs the first week of January.
If we don't control and have a Republican majority in the U.S. Senate, then they're going to have, as you said earlier, a clear path to this nutty agenda, get rid of the 60-vote rule, and pass every nutty nostrum and lock in a governing Democratic left majority for decades to come.
Democrat challengers are John Ossoff and the Reverend Raphael Warnock. A rapper who said he was making a tribute to legendary New York City hip-hop group Wu-Tang Clan was recorded shooting a flamethrower from atop of an occupied city bus. The video shot in Brooklyn earlier this month gained national attention after the police union used it as an example of New York City becoming less safe. USA Radio News. Once approved by the FDA, Operation Warp Speed vaccine should start getting to Americans next month. The Florida governor weighs in. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has the details.
Governor Ron DeSantis is promising rapid deployment of COVID-19 vaccines, but he says it's not the only drug in the pipeline.
Now, I know there's been a lot of discussion about the vaccines, and rightfully so, it's important. But I think the new therapeutic that was developed by Eli Lilly and is approved for emergency use by the FDA is also very significant.
The Republican governor from Florida saying a vaccine deployment plan has been in the works for months and will be implemented once the drugs get federal approval. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Florida has a population of 21.5 million people. A tiny saw-whit owl was found in the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. Dehydrated and hungry, the owl was given an all-you-can-eat mice tray. It's fine and will be returned to the wild this weekend. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You are being lied to. The biggest lie of all is that somehow our state's voting systems are not connected to the internet. We hear them say this all the time. Now, that may be true for the individual machines. It may not be, by the way. But it is certainly not true for all of the state and county databases. In fact, it's an absolute myth that it's not connected to the internet. Your votes, in many cases, are being stored on a server in Frankfurt, Germany. Cybersecurity investigators tell me they can prove the nation's largest provider of election software, a system used in 28 states, not only uses servers in Germany, but it's also possibly infected by a malware called QSnatch. Investigators at Allied Security Operations based in Dallas tell me that they have found malware embedded in the software source code, which could be responsible for everything we're seeing right now. If that's true, even the nation's cybersecurity agency, CISA, warns QSnatch would allow hackers to find everything they would need to change votes in election databases across the country. Allied's co-founder, Russ Ramslin, told me he is not surprised he found QSnatch with the system as vulnerable as it is. He told this to podcast America Can We Talk.
We can even see malware sitting there collecting all the credentials of all the county workers everywhere who are submitting information up, which means you can now go back into the county and change votes there too.
Well, could this be what's responsible for all the malicious things we're seeing out there during this election? Maybe. He says because the voter results travel across a wide internet spectrum, from the county to the state, from the county to the election management companies, from there to the Associated Press, and ultimately the media, hackers, he says, can actually make changes to votes in the cloud and backload those changes into county databases. He also says he has proof that it's happening.
That was a guy from Newsmax. I'm not a huge fan of Newsmax. Chris Ruddy is good friends with the Democrats, particularly the Clinton family. Very good friends with them. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. But I wanted to play a clip from another network just to emphasize what's happening at Fox News. You know, I call them Fox Snooze, as in take a nap. because they're taking a nap. They're about to take a dirt nap. I sent a note to the president of Fox News and another to the president of Fox Business, the two people that I have worked had worked closely with for 3 years, and I sent a note to the president of Fox Business, who they made one of those ladies the president of Fox Business. And I said to her, hey, maybe you can save the network, but you probably need to fire Cavuto. And I said, I'm noticing, I'm tracking what you guys are doing, and it's not looking too good. Maybe it's because you fire the wrong people. Don't expect to hear back, but just thought I'd let you know, watching you. Sent a note to the president of Fox Snooze, and I said, you know, since the demise of Roger Ailes, Fox Snooze has been living on muscle memory, and you people think that you've done something miraculous in keeping it going, but this is nothing but Roger Ailes muscle memory. And what you're finding out is you're incompetent, and you really don't know how to run a network. And you probably should be looking at the people that you've let go as opposed to the people that you keep. Looking at these numbers, I'm amazed. You guys have heard me talk many times. I bet you over the last 2+ years, I've said to anybody within the sound of my voice, I predicted the demise of Fox News. Not because I left. I don't have any animosity towards them. I think they're idiots for letting me and many other good people go over bots signaling them that, oh, you know, social media says Kevin said something controversial. If you're gonna run a business on that, that's like running your life on, oh, so and so said this about your wife or your boyfriend or your friend, and you go, oh my gosh, I can't believe that my friend is that way, and you don't even check with your friend. You know, it's ridiculous. I don't let friends go. I don't let friends go for drug problems. I don't let them go for any problems that are associated with life. I understand people make mistakes. But you know what? I'm not going to dump you as a friend. I'm going to counsel with you. And the same is true with me. I make mistakes. Me and one of my best friends were talking the other day. He said to me, Kev, he says, you could call me up and curse me out. I might be upset for a while. But he says, man, I love you, and we would figure it out. We will still be friends. But see, Fox News, people like that, they don't have that. And this is why they're getting their butts kicked. But here's what I said. I've been saying this for the last, I don't know, 2+ years. I said, Fox News is a dead man walking. I said, that organization runs like a dinosaur. You slap the head, the tail doesn't feel it for 2 weeks. They don't know what they're doing. They have no direction. If you were to put a gun to those executives' head and say, tell me what your 5-year business plan is, and you better be able to prove it, you might as well pull the trigger. It's evident to me. I don't have to do a deep analysis. I'm good at what I do. I don't have to go in and do a deep analysis. I can look at them and know they have not a clue. Dinosaur. I've commented multiple times about their demise. And I gave them 2 to 5 years, probably 2 to 3 years ago. I said, you will watch this network implode on itself. Me, the people listening to my program, you know I'm not lying to you. You've heard it. And the current circumstances represent a bellwether of what's going to happen. Once the hyenas got rid of Roger Ailes, they began their downward slide. And as I said, they lived on Roger's work, what he built over decades. The greatest man in cable news, he outdid everybody, including CNN. Ted Turner, the guy who started it. Roger Ailes made him look like he didn't know what he was doing, like he was a feckless clown. But then the women took over and they believed the hype, akin to Clinton believing Reagan's economy was his economy. So now Fox has to face its fate. And I'm going to give you these numbers. These numbers are staggering. Let me pull this up. So these are based on Saturday, November the 7th. CNN had the number 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, and 10 shows. MSNBC had the number 2 and 7. So Fox had nobody in the top 10. Not a single show. Now, I don't know where 11 through 22 is. I'm going to presume Hannity and and Laura Ingraham and Tucker are somewhere tucked in there somewhere. But Fox shows up on November the 7th at 24th, where they got their noon show got 3.3 million viewers. They then jump down to 27, 28, and 29, getting roughly 3 million viewers. They then jump down to 31 through 33, getting now 2.2 million. That's Cavuto and others. Then they jump down to 35, where they get 2 million. And all these are different shows. Fox Democracy 2000 at 3 p.m. Fox Democracy at 10 p.m. So it'll be the same shows repeated at different times. But Fox doesn't start from 24 through 48, which is Fox and Friends at 6 a.m. And they got Fox and Friends at 7 a.m. So let me give you the numbers again. At number 24, Fox was 3.3 million. At number 27, they were 2.9, say roughly 3 million. When they get to 31, they are 2.2 million, and every show below that, they've got about 8 or 10 shows, you know, repeats, hours of the shows, goes down from 2.2 million down to 1.17 million. Let me put this a different way. There are YouTubers that have more views than these Fox shows. YouTubers. So, in triage, and it couldn't happen to a better group of people. Look, I don't know what's going to happen there. Don't know, don't care. But here's what I will tell you. Other networks have stepped in. Charles Herring, the president of OAN, Charles is a friend of mine, and here's what he tweeted. OAN pulls off a hat trick. 3 straight weeks in the top 10 of all cable networks. For the last 3 weeks, OAN has achieved historic ratings, beating all cable news networks except CNN, Fox, and MSNBC. They're the 4th-ranked cable network, period. This is a group, I think they've been around 2-plus years. They're already ranked number 4. That's not so much a tribute necessarily to Charles and team. I'm not, you know, saying they're bad guys. It's more of a tribute to the fact that Fox has fallen so far that now OAN can catch up. Now, again, this is a fledgling network that's now doing well. And I, as I said, I know Charles. I'm helping him build out the network. But this is the demise of cable news networks, and particularly Fox.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the prescribed plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What's up with Georgia? Cow, can you guys count in Georgia? Of course you can. Excuse me. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Wow, I'm looking at Georgia here going, are you kidding me? As I said, I want to give you guys updates. I don't go to play-by-play, but here's what we've got. Floyd County, 2,600 votes were not counted. 778 were for Trump. Fayette County, 2,755 votes not counted. 449 were for Trump, plus a positive 449. Walton County, 284 votes not counted. 176 for Trump. All he got to do is just go back and count all the counties and Trump will win easily. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. In the Fayette County thing, here's what they wrote at the time. They said, more than 3,000 uncounted ballots turned up in Georgia as the state is conducting an audit of the presidential election. As hand tallying continues, officials in Fayette County unearthed 2,755 ballots that had not been included in the original count. Now, I just gave you the number, 449 of those in the plus column for Trump after Biden. And just for the record, that's probably with Biden, with them flipping the switches and giving Biden an advantage. Sterling, I don't know who this guy is, but he has something to do with the Georgia election, said the problem was a result of individuals not following the proper procedure. Then in Walton County, they found an additional 284 ballots, and of those 284, and you can do the math on this, it's pretty easy math, 176 in the positive column for Trump. Yeah. So, not only, look, when they find 3,000 ballots, Donald Trump's going to get 500 to 700 new votes. Now, he was supposedly losing in Georgia, or, you know, it was a close race. Now, we haven't even gotten to the good stuff. And here's what I want to say before I get into this next story about Georgia. But there's an old saying that if I can't beat you, I will pencil whip you. Now, that's a golf term, and that's why they don't have erasers on golf pencils. Because you got to record your score correctly. If you put down a 3 or a 4, and then you go, oh, no, 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 it was a 3, it's going to draw attention to that. No erasers. Because you can get pencil whipped in golf. Well, in this latest saga, in the attempted coup against President Trump, we've got even newer, fresher numbers from Georgia. And here's what I told you guys, this broadcast, every broadcast, whenever you hear voter discrepancy or voters, you know, a recount, here's what you can bet. Donald Trump got more votes. Now, I'm gonna reveal something to you. It's not going to make you feel good, but I'm going to tell you what it is, and you can decide for yourselves what you think. Because I know what the scam is. I'm going to tell you what the scam is. Anyway, the Epic Times reported this. They said, a recount monitor in Georgia discovered a 9,626 vote error in the hand count in DeKalb County, according to the chairman of the Georgia Republican Party. One of our monitors discovered a 9,626 vote error in DeKalb County in the hand count. One batch labeled, get this guys, 10,707 for Biden, 13 for Trump, an improbable margin by even DeKalb standards. Now, this is a very Democratic county. But as it turns out, the batch was 1,081 for Biden and 13 for Trump. Now, here's what you got to ask yourself. How do you get from 10,707 to 1,081? I mean, if they had said 10,081, 10,810, and, you know, slipped a zero in there, I'd get it. 10,707 for Biden, 13 for Trump, and the actual number was 1,081 for Biden. I'm just letting you understand what's happened here. The math doesn't add up in any way, shape, or form. Now, here's what's going on in Georgia. In Georgia, they only get to look. I think they can have one person trying to watch five counters. They won't do it one-to-one. Now, here's the deal. This is now, I think, Georgia's fourth discrepancy. I just gave you the others earlier. Let's recount them. You've got Hang on, let me get this right. You've got, I'll find it. Plus Floyd County plus 778 for Trump. Fayette County 2,755 plus 449 for Trump. And Walton County plus 176 for Trump. So three different counties, Floyd, Fayette, and Walton, all in the plus column for Trump. Now add DeKalb County, and Trump gains 9,626 more votes. And two people signed off on this. Two election people have said the official counters signed off on this mismatch batch. Just this batch. Let's just call these people rubber stampers. Because, see, there's a big difference between a stack of hundreds for 10,000 and a stack of hundreds for 1,000. I don't know how you miss it. But here's the good news, bad news, and it's bad news for us if you want to think of it this way. I'm going to share with you my theory on all of this. So the Georgia Republican County Republican Party Chairman David Schaefer said, we were limited, I said five, we were limited to one monitor for every 10 counting tables, and we were kept some distance from the tables. There's no telling what we missed under these unreasonable restrictions. This is insane. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are paying attention. Glad you're plugged in. But here's what I want to warn you. I don't want you to get too excited over these little voter, oh my gosh, Donald Trump has another 230 votes. Don't get excited about that. Don't get excited in Nevada. Don't get excited in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, wherever. Don't get excited. See, these votes are a scam. They're meant to make you believe that a real vote is happening and all of this is starting to favor Trump. But let me give you the bad news. The bad news is they're going to allow Donald Trump to get very, very, very close. See, because we're going to be talking about it like this. Oh, he got another 320 votes. He got another 140 votes. None of that matters. The Democrats cheated in the millions of votes. The millions. You know what the Democrats, the best thing that could happen to them is they let Trump squeak it out and win so they can keep their ruse going. Now, they aren't going to do that, but that would be the best thing that could happen to them. But as for us, don't get excited about these little votes. I played a clip of General McInerney the other day. He says, look, we're talking about 100 votes here, 500 votes there, whatever. He goes, this was an election theft on a massive scale, and they can track it with this software called Hammer. So the Democrats are either going to do one of two things. They're going to let us get very, very, very close, certify these elections. It's going to end up going to the various state legislatures who will overturn them, and then it'll go to the Supreme Court who will overturn, and Donald Trump will ultimately be president. If you're a Democrat listening to the program, I'm sorry to break your heart. I'm sorry that your stock portfolio is still going up and it's going to go through the 30,000 mark here any day. Sorry that you're winning on so many levels you can't understand it, but that is what's going to happen. But here's what I will tell you. They're playing it one of two ways. They'll let Donald Trump squeak through and hope that he leaves it alone, or they will let him get close and he'll lose. It's one or the other. Because it's a scam. I think it's a scam. I think they're going to let us think, oh man, Donald Trump got within 17 votes of winning Georgia. Do you really believe that? You think Donald Trump only won or lost Georgia, whatever, or won Georgia by a few hundred votes or a few thousand votes? He won every race by millions. Think about it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.